art in the service of empire. When one really thinks about the social role of art, one is forced to conclude, at least initially, that all art is political. Think of the pyramids of ancient Egypt. The work that graced the tombs, palaces, and mystery schools sought to buttress the dynasty and supported an incredibly conservative state. When the pharaoh, Akhenaten, dared to rebel against the ancient ways, his rebellion affected art as well. And for the first time in millennia, artists portrayed the royal family as they truly appeared, and they broke ancient rules of proportion and portrayal. Yet it was still political art. It was just art in the service of the new regime. I've said all art is political. How can this be, you wonder? Yet art that is lovely and sweet and precious, how is that political? Even what seems on its face to be apolitical art is in fact political in that it communicates to the viewer that all is well, that the status quo is copacetic, all is well. In that sense, what seems to be apolitical art supports the existing system, and that is in itself political. Now think of Picasso's Guernica, its tortured imagery, its mangled flesh, sent forth psychic screams about the innate horrors of war. That art was overtly political, yet it was great art. It stands today as a silent, eloquent testament against the evils and losses of war. The social responsibility of the artist is to communicate one's deepest self to the external other, to share one's soul with another, to show them something that is true. That said, art is yet a commodity. It was almost ever thus. Now remember the artisans of ancient Egypt? They were recruited, trained, and paid relatively well, and fed better than the average peasant, to be sure. In the context of their times, their craft served as a valuable social commodity. In modern America, where capitalism is triumphant, allegedly, how can art not be a commodity? The only way it is not is if the artist performs some other role to procure the resources to live and work and shares his art freely. This requires prodigious energies. Yet how many of you are aware of waiters, bellhops, and others who are, in reality, actors? Yet another kind of artists, after all. They almost starve to feed the demon of creative expression. When art is truly effective, it opens and may transform consciousness. It shows us, in one crystallized work, a frozen vision of ourselves that we may not have wished to see, yet seeing it, we are changed. We cannot unsee it. Think of the bright, realistic work of Rockwell, drawn during the Little Rock school desegregation conflicts back in the 60s. Rockwell's depiction of a little African-American girl being escorted to school by a phalanx of U.S. marshals and armed men said volumes about the nature of U.S. democracy. It portrayed, in a startling kind of visual eloquence, the nature of the American South, the U.S. government, and the tenaciousness of blacks who wanted a decent education. It told a great American truth with artistic grace. Did Rockwell come to the table? Of that, there can be no serious question. It still retained its power decades after its production. Back during the Vietnam War, around the early 70s, a village was bombed by U.S. pilots with napalm. A single photograph carried its meaning deep into American consciousness. A skinny little girl, tears streaming down her shocked face, naked and running down a road, smoke and flame trailing her. That image told millions of another generation all they wanted to know about napalm, about war, and about real life. It became an image emblazoned on posters and appeared at anti-war demonstrations, on an uncounted number of leaflets, in alternative newspapers, and beyond. It galvanized people against the horrors of the war in Southeast Asia. All art is political. It opposes or serves the status quo. The question for any artist is, which side are you on? For Richard Kamler's class at the University of San Francisco, this has been Mumia Abu-Jamal. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.